And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Jonathan Gray should be here shortly from New Zealand. Sometimes we have a time delay because, depending on the time of the year, there's an hour time difference. And, of course, believe it or not, New Zealand is across the international date line, so it's tomorrow to them. And I think it's varying in terms of number of hours. I think it's 4 or 5 hours ahead, or behind us, I mean, about a day ahead, which I find a little bit funny. So the speech last night was amazing, and the consequences are interesting. We had recent talks. We put a video up of Jonathan on live stream. It's also been posted up over on YouTube and on our Deagle Network and on Vimeo with Jonathan. He put a slide set up of the USA in prophecy, and we did an interesting discussion about a week ago. I think it's actually a little bit longer than now, 2 weeks now. Just before Valentine's Day. And what we have to say there basically is that we have a period of grace right now, and that America, if it doesn't watch itself, will go from struggling to repent and fix things geopolitically, financially, and otherwise, to going down the wrong road. And I want to see if we can get Jonathan, if we can get him to kind of further expand on that. Now, the speech that was done last night was a speech of unification, trying to unify around things like infrastructure, which nobody can complain about. Many of these Democrats are in areas that have devastatingly bad infrastructure falling apart. Many of the Democrats now in the Senate are in red states that were won by Donald Trump. And if they don't collaborate on infrastructure and Obamacare and tax relief, they're going to probably lose in the 2018 election next year, and they'll lose the Senate seat. We're also seeing on the world stage, Le Pen is almost certainly this year going to win the election. We're also going to see Angela Merkel lose, and the Bundestag, the German government, will be taken over by Mr. Schulz or someone like him, that male or female, that will actually be a replacement, be like Trump-like. And we hope that there'll be a leader rise in Italy. I know they're trying to troll for a Trump-like leader in Italy with Leo Zagami. He'll be back on tomorrow in the first hour, and we'll see how successful they are trying to recruit someone. Here in California, they're trying to recruit Peter Thiel, who's a strong supporter from Silicon Valley, which is an anomaly, of Donald Trump. And Peter Thiel is very conservative. We know there are other conservatives out there like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but he doesn't get along with Donald. I think he doesn't like the fact that he was not as successful at The Apprentice as Donald was. Although he's a very good comedian. I mean, I love his movies. But he doesn't have the dynamic personality that's blunt in your face, actually very pragmatic. And, you know, Arnold, although he was successful in business, he doesn't have the, what I call the translational skills to kind of bring people together to make a deal. And the deal maker, we got Jonathan. Jonathan, welcome back. Can you give us an analysis of where we were going? We did a video 2 weeks ago, just before Valentine's Day, on U.S. and prophecy. We just had a speech yesterday between the two houses of Congress by Donald Trump, which is a unifying speech. But we both, when we came out and did that video presentation with your slide set, put a warning that right now we are stumbling toward the future. And America may do some good things for now. It ever is taken back over by the, I call the Republic craps, or the demon rats, which are globalists and Satanists, and the pedogate people, we call them, instead of Pizzagate, we call it pedogate. We're going to see America transformed into the most vile and dangerous nation in history. And people need to realize that ancient Nineveh is an archetype of America, that Nineveh did repent after Jonah came and prophesied to them, and the king and his court in sackcloth and ashes. And we may have the trumpets of God giving us a little grace right now, but that grace may run out. And the same way with Europe. Europe is, you know, getting rid of their bureaucrats, but if they transform to the super state, or the United States of Europe, the prophecies are that this empire, which will be led by the Vatican, will be a very vile empire in its fullness indeed. So the transformation of America and Europe in the end state, and I'm hoping it's a very long time away, because I don't want to see soon suffering. I want to see a lot of Americans, Europeans, and people worldwide saved before the end and chaos comes, because it's going to come. The devil and his minions are not finished, are they?
Oh, no, no. They're getting ready for the big final showdown.
Right, and you can see it last night when a lot of the Democrats, even in points where they should have stood up, didn't. And we also see that their plan, and this includes Obama with a war chest of $50 million almost now, and a house 2 miles from the White House, is in the background still trying to see if he can do regime change and do coup d'etat. I mean, this is really crazy, because people don't understand. If you don't have unified government, you can't solve financial problems. The nation couldn't respond to a war because their military is broken down. Our healthcare system, if Trump doesn't do anything, will become like one-third of America only has one provider. And by the way, the socialist countries aren't much better. People need to understand socialist countries like Britain, Australia, New Zealand, they are doing a lot of things that are ungodly because they're paid fee-for-service, they're under government control, and they're satisfying regimes which want a specific standard of care that isn't helpful to actually extend the life of people. It's designed to follow a policy set by bureaucrats. And it's better in some countries like Australia and New Zealand, but what's happening in places like Canada, if you go belong to a certain Apache score, they kill you in hospital. If you have Down syndrome, they harass your parents until they abort you in utero. So what people should start grasping is that we're right at the end of the human age right now. And without God intervening, very little flesh, it says in Mark 5, if those days were not shortened, no flesh would survive. So give us your perspective on where you see Trump going, because they're predicting that if Trump starts to succeed in these three areas of Obamacare, tax relief, and the border, the globalists will lose their ability to counteract him, so they want to impeach him and start chaos with economic destruction before the fall. And I see things, this first window of danger is coming up real quick.
Well, actually, there's three triggers we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
What you have said, I see this happening. In fact, biblical prophecy gives us a forewarning. And as a matter of fact, if we look back to the French Revolution, I'd like to speak a little bit on this today, because what happened in the French Revolution is going to happen in America on a bigger scale.
So the Let Them Eat Cake Day is coming.
Yes. Now, if we go back to the French Revolution, we can compare it with what's happening right now in America and the lead up to it. First of all, France, this is back in the late 1700s, but the fact is it's a warning for us today, because it's going to be repeated on a bigger scale.
Right.
So if we know what happened back there, it gives us also an idea of how it's going to develop now. Now, it's interesting that in the time of just before the French Revolution, the Pope's Jesuit advisors were infiltrating into government, just like they are in America now.
Right.
And into all aspects of life, the judicial, everything was infiltrated by the Jesuits. Now, it's interesting how they wanted to stifle out the Protestant Reformation in France, and they pretty well succeeded in doing it. But it's interesting how the Jesuits divided the people against leadership. And there was a movement for the women to go on a march through Paris, a women's march. Now, what did we have just after the Trump election the very next day?
Women's march.
Women's march. Now, it's interesting that the leaders who had infiltrated into France also made some statements through the people that came under their influence, the leaders who came in under their influence.
Right.
The papacy drove a wedge between the people and the ruling classes. This was not a natural wedge. It was deliberately drawn. And then eventually the leaders said, we are going to give power back to the people. This happened in France. This is before the revolution took place. We are going to give power back to the people. Now, if you notice Trump, in his inauguration address, actually says, we are going to give power back to the people. This is not just a transfer from one administration to another, but it's going to be a transfer from Washington into the hands of the people.
Yeah, now, if they were going to do that, that would require direct democracy, which is one bill, no longer than 10 pages, written at a grade 8 or 9 level, with one subject, one object, and no pork attached to it. That's not happening, is it?
Whatever we see as obstacles to this happening, history shows it's going to happen.
Fascinating. So if looking from the perspective of New Zealand, you can see that some of the things that Trump is doing, and a number of people that he has, including Mike Pence, have been through Jesuit-style and controlled universities, haven't they? Many of the advisors. Oh,
that is right, yes. And not only did Trump, bless him, speak and say that I am going to stand up against those who speak against the Vatican. He said that.
Right.
But he also picked for his running mate a Jesuit-trained man who is now vice president.
Right. Yeah, so you understand how dangerous the Jesuits are. They have the title of Society of Jesus, but the Book of Revelation with John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos said, behold, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth. And he was specifically identifying the future rise of an apostate Catholic church.
That is true.
And the daughter churches, which are Protestantism, with many of the same filthy and demonic ideas, such as the blood sacrifice of Jesus and the transubstantiation of the host and purgatory and lots of other heresies that are not true.
No. And now a sad thing is that the Protestant churches have lost their protest, and they're trickling back to mother one after another.
Oh, yeah. I see big American pastoral leaders trying to rejoin the Catholic Church. It's crazy. It's like, are you kidding me? Why are they doing this? Do they have to do this? Of course not. There's something really terrible going on.
Yes. And look ahead till next year, October the 31st, is the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther nailing his 95 theses on the door of the Church of the University of Wittenberg. The Pope actually is going to be celebrating with the Lutherans. Now, why would the Pope want to celebrate an anti-Roman Catholic move?
Right, because Luther posted up a statement on the church door of all the things that were apostate within the Catholic Church.
Yes, he did. And that was the beginning of what we today call the Protestant Reformation.
Right.
Now, on October 31st, later this year, the Pope is going to declare that Protestantism is now dead.
Really?
That's his declaration. He's going to make that declaration. That's why he wants to celebrate the last few months of the Protestant Reformation, because he's going to declare victory for Rome.
Wow. Now, of course, October 31 is Halloween Day, but people don't realize the next day is a holy day in the Catholic Church called All Saints Day.
That's right. Now, it's very interesting that not only did the Pope's Jesuit advisors in France stir up the people to a revolution against their rulers, once the power was handed over to the people, this is what happened. First, Jesuits infiltrated into the seats of power and influence in France. Then they persuaded the leaders to declare that they're going to hand over the power to the people. And once that was done, they stirred up the people in revolution against their rulers. Now, Rome wanted total control of France. And just before the French Revolution, this is exactly what happened. Now, this is exactly what is now happening in the United States of America.
Yeah.
And if we look at history, we see a blueprint for what's coming.
So in other words, we talked about this in the slide set a few weeks ago, that we're not just seeing a separation of church and state to protect the church from the state. What you're saying is you're going to see a fusion of church and state either during or after the Trump administration that will mean that a future president of the United States, or this president if he changes, will be in a sense a geopolitical leader that will also be linking it to the first piece, which is the Vatican, and honoring the first piece, which is the Vatican and the Holy Roman Empire, which is now the United States of Europe.
That is right. That is right.
So that's what in a sense, you're saying from your analysis, the Bible predicts.
The Bible does predict. And if we look a bit more in detail at what happened in France, it's going to be very, very interesting. Maybe we can do that very soon.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's going to be Trump or a post-Trump administration, because the rate that they're stumbling forward here, only literally less than 2 months from Inauguration Day, you know, the amount of negative forces coming against Trump is mind-boggling. Even when he tries to do something that's logically reasonable, like controlling the border and vetting immigration and trying to bring back business. And, of course, the IMF now is wanting to go to a special drawing rate from the Basel, Switzerland, encountering the dollar, because they want to destroy the dollar and its control, because 90% of the currency in the world is American dollars. And Trump wants to back it by gold, get it away from the Fed, etc. And the globalists are losing it. They're going ape crazy. They just cannot tolerate this guy. So if they can't take him over, which they're trying to do with their all of his advisors and the extended tentacles of his administration and the people that are already inside the bureaucracy of Washington, D.C., and they're, you know, that's why there's so many leaks, because many of these people are either bad guys, even if they're appointed by him, or they're people that are connected to the, you know, the life bureaucrats that are going to work against him toward globalism and Satanism.
Oh, yes. Now, it's very interesting, if we look back at France, Dr. Bill, the Jesuits stirred up suspicion in the minds of the people against the rulers. So it didn't matter what good things the rulers did, it was looked upon and criticized. This is exactly what's happening right now.
Yeah, because Trump is actually just I call him a blue-collar billionaire. I say that in the last year and a half traveling around the country, he's becoming a Christian, because he doesn't have a, quote, a really overt testimony. If you're a real Christian, you're going to tell the good, bad, and ugly about your own personal testimony and how God saved you. You know, you're a former, you know, satanic Jew or a warlock, and all of a sudden Jesus saved your butt, you're going to tell the truth because that's your testimony. And he's too private about his own personal testimony with God. He's going through it, though, because he's seeing the suffering of Americans. He's trying to solve it because he does have a heart and he's a reasonable person. But that's not going to buffer him enough against the battle he has to deal with. If he doesn't become a real on-fire Christian, relying with every single step of the way with prayer and insight and deliverance from God to know what to do next, he's going to be easy pickings for the chicken hawks from hell.
Oh, yes. Now, here's another interesting correlation between the United States of America and France before the Revolution. Not only was the leadership distrusted and criticized in everything it did, because this was fanned up by the Jesuit infiltration and education of the masses, the state became financially embarrassed. And the people became exasperated because of the financial plight that the nation was sinking into.
Right.
Now, financially, there's no country in the world as financially in debt at the moment and embarrassed by it than America. America, which used to lend, is now the big borrower.
Now, why do you think America got in debt?
This was planned.
What specific policies do you think caused them to get into this much debt? Becoming the policeman of the world and not requiring enough from NATO, etc., number one. Having no countervailing border tariff or tax against nations that are literally stripping our industry out, 75,000 industries, literally stripped out of the country in the last 20 years since the mid-90s. And then the third policy is a policy of so many regulations, they choke off business. So if you want to build anything, you can take 3 months and build it in Malaysia or China or Kerala, India. It'll take you 5 years with regulations and millions of dollars and a battalion of attorneys before you can get it passed. So those three reasons are why America is dying. And Trump's trying to reverse the death process. He's got a lot of work on his hands, because the globalists and the Satanists want him to fail miserably or become one of them.
Would odors, right, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Get a balanced view of this. I support Donald Trump. I hope he succeeds. I'm praying for him that he becomes a real full-force Christian and he has an overt testimony. He's inserted, for example, in his inauguration speech, I think, 8 times the word of, you know, relying on God, which is good. He, or a speechwriter, definitely put God in the center of this. And his speech of reconciliation that he did just last night was great. But he's dealing with a lot of negative and satanic forces. For example, we've had Jim Fetzer on, and I want you maybe expand on this. The term has been revised by experts who know about the amount of child abduction. In fact, Ivanka Trump is actually pushing very much to stop human trafficking. Most people don't realize a large number of our politicians and corporate leaders are involved with pedogate. They're basically involved with pedophilia, child sacrifice, and child cannibalism and satanic ceremonies. And I don't think people realize this kind of level of evil is happening in every country on Earth. Not just Santeria and Cuba and in Central America. In fact, most people don't realize that Barack Obama's mother-in-law had a Santeria altar in her bedroom in the White House. Did you know that?
That's interesting.
Yeah, interesting and ugly. Now, you got to understand this, people. The connection with a number of both Republicans and Democrats and world leaders around the world, they're involved with human trafficking of underage children and satanic ceremonies, including satanic cannibalism, is rampant everywhere.
Yeah. Even here in our country.
Oh, yeah, everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere. People say, why did they do it? They do it for three reasons. To compromise them, number one, so they can control them, like the Mossad and CIA are the main ones running the pedo-gate system here in America. Number two, they want to shatter their normal ethics so that they can become unethical and manipulated. And number three, they want to curse their soul to hell. And they want to make sure they curse the nation by setting up policies that destroy America from the inside. You know, America, just like ancient Israel, didn't fall from the outside from enemies. It fell from the inside, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
So what comments would you make on pedo-gate and this satanic stuff? Because there's a direct connection of why the forces are arrayed so strongly against Trump.
Yes. Well, actually, behind it all, we have that the master plan of Lucifer and his mob.
Right.
Their tool, their great invention that they've created on this planet to bring man under subjection and to destroy as many as possible is the Vatican. This is beyond any doubt. As an historian, I can point to the pattern right through history. Rome has destroyed and taken more life officially than any other organization in history, whether it be communism or Hitler, whoever you think of.
Right.
Between 50 million and 120 million people were deliberately murdered by the order of the Vatican and its henchmen.
Over 1,000 years. Yeah, I heard the number.
Yeah,
close to 120 million.
That's right. And Rome is planning it again. She's getting ready, and this time she's going to be using the same methods. And a very interesting thing is that, with a big smile on his face, the Pope can say, "Oh, we apologize for the perils of the past," when at the same time the plans are already in action. And the Bible prophecy does say that by peace he shall destroy many. In other words, you proclaim peace. Let me give one example from the Middle Ages. The Waldenses were valley people who stuck to the scriptures and followed the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives at a peril of their existence.
Right.
They lived up between the northern parts of Italy and the southern areas of France, up in the Piedmontese valleys.
Right.
And when Rome found she could not subjugate them, what they did was they sent in peaceful messengers saying, billet us and we will make peace. And so the Waldenses looked at them and said, okay, we want peace. Come in and stay in our homes. As soon as they stayed in their homes, they rose up at midnight and murdered them.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? They rose up and murdered all the Waldenses.
Yeah.
Crazy. Amazing. Back in a moment with Jonathan Gray. If you have questions, 800-313-9443. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
And let's continue your dissertation on the French Revolution, how it's similar to the current state of transformation happening in America.
Yes. Well, Dr. Bill, there was little confidence existing between the people and the rulers in France, and this actually, a wedge was placed in by Jesuits who infiltrated into both sides. Suspicion fastened on everything the government suggested. And for more than a century before the time of the Revolution, more than half a century before, the throne was occupied by Louis the 15th at this time, and he actually saw what was coming. He could foresee a terrible impending outbreak. And he saw that the economy would be used as a reason for it as well. And to the warnings of his counselors, he got used to replying time after time. He said, try to make things go on as long as I'm likely to live. After my death, let it be as it will. And it was in vain that necessity for reform was urged. He saw the evils, but he had neither the courage nor the power to meet them. And the doom awaiting France was pictured, actually, you might say, in a very favourite statement in history that he is credited with having made. He said, after me, let the deluge come. Wow. In other words, hold things together until I'm gone and then let it come. He could see it coming, though. Now, at the opening of the revolution, by a concession of the king, the people were granted a representation greater than that of the nobles and the clergy. In other words, he handed the balance of power over to the hands of the people, which is exactly what Trump says he's going to do. But once the people had it, they were not prepared or trained to use it with wisdom and moderation. And they became very eager to redress the wrongs they'd been suffering, and they determined to undertake the reconstruction of society. The populace had become outraged. Their minds were filled with bitter and long-treasured memories of wrongs that had been done to them, and they resolved to revolutionize the state of misery that had grown unbearable for some of them. Some of them were half-starving. They had no money. They had lost their jobs, and the church was looked upon as not meeting their needs, and they wished to avenge themselves upon those whom they regarded as the authors of their suffering. And once they had that power given to them, they wrought out a lesson that they had learnt, they said, from their tyrannical masters, and they became the oppressors instead. The oppressors of those that had oppressed them. That was the beginning of the French Revolution. Now, it's interesting that Donald Trump, on his inauguration day, said these words: today has a very special meaning, because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the American people. Now, that is a very ominous statement.
Right. How would that look, for example? What kind of representative government? Would it be like a direct democracy where every bill is one subject, one object, 8 pages long, 10 pages, written at a grade 8 or 9 level with... it being publicly done, in the sense, it's like connecting not only the media, but the law and the making of law to the public directly. So a direct democracy is what you may be saying.
Yes, except that what's coming to America is not just, you're quite correct, direct democracy, but revenge democracy.
Yeah, well, I see that these bills could easily be put forward. For example, if the terrorism continues with Islam, most of the Muslims, even moderate ones that have no intention in their own heart, although they won't turn on their buddies that are bad because of Taqiyya and Maruna and their culture, the 9.7 million, maybe 10,000 are really bad actors. If a lot of major terrorism happens, they're all going to end up in a civil detention camp, aren't they?
Oh,
and
yes.
There'll be laws that'll actually do it. I mean, people will reach their limit that they won't take it anymore.
That's right. Now, it's another interesting thing, Bill, is this, that... there have been two famous revolutions in fairly modern times. One was the French Revolution, and the next one came at the end of World War II, the Russian Revolution.
Right.
And do you know that Russia's February Revolution was led by women on the march? Just
really?
Like France, just like Russia, so now America.
Why is that? Why is it a... I call it the babushka march, because in Russia they call them women babushkas.
Well, the fact is that this is being organized by the people with the Jesuits behind them.
And the reason is that people always honor their mother. So if women are involved in this, it's like the big fat Greek wedding. The man may be the head of the house, but the neck always turns the head. So that if the women decide to get behind a specific movement, it's going to happen.
Yes. Now, not only are the Jesuits involved, but the Jesuit army is involved, the Islam, created by the Jesuits.
Right.
And they organized the marches all across America.
Right.
But they were led by women. And it's interesting that the woman, as you say, that the woman figure is becoming very, very prominent in Roman Catholic and in particular Pope Francis's speeches. He says, "We will fight for social justice to defend our Mother Earth. We'll stand alongside the migrants."
Right.
"I want to reaffirm your choice." Now that's really stirring up talk from the Pope.
You talked about this before, about Mariology. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but in Arizona, there's an entire basilica that's dedicated to Mary.
Yes, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
All right. Now, he is telling the people to rise up to defend Mother Earth, stand alongside the migrants. In other words, let the Muslims in. He's doing the same in Europe, too.
Right, yeah.
And it's interesting that I'd like to mention that the movement that propelled Donald Trump into the White House is not isolated to the United States. It is a global phenomenon. All over the West, a populist backlash is brewing against the elites, the globalists. And that backlash all too often takes the shape of authoritarianism and ethno-nationalism, which is why we desperately... As the Pope now says, because of this, we need a world leader who can articulate a vision like I am of what's good, true, and beautiful, and can serve as an alternative to Trumpism. That's what the Pope said. He actually mentioned Trump. He says, "I can rise up as an alternative to Trumpism. There's a man who is made for this role." And he didn't say his own name, but he implied who it was.
Well, there's going to be another leader in America that's going to rise up in a... Unfortunately, I don't want to see this happen, but I see that at the end of a Trump administration, whether it's 2, 4, or 8 years, if he's cut short because of an impeachment, but if it's, let's say, 8 years, or even if there's a time afterward where Pence gets another term or his daughter comes in and becomes the first female president, which could happen because she's smart and with it, Ivanka, whatever's going to happen as it swings back in power, the power brokers, whether they're the demon rats or the republic rats, the globalist Satanists, they're going to take over this machine that's created under Trump, and they're going to use it to literally crush the world in alliance with the Vatican. And the church-state alliance will have been built up already under Trump, because we can see it, to protect America against Islam. And you can see, this is one of the big defects, and I want you to address it. One of the things that Trump is doing, even with his reworded kind of ban, is they're just increasing vetting, but they're not blocking Islam. So of the 9.7 million Muslims here, and a lot more coming, because the two largest groups of people that are coming to America are not Mexicans and Central Americans. They're Muslims from the Middle East, and they're rich communist Chinese from China. They're not Central Americans or Mexicans. People need to know that. And these people coming, they're rich and powerful, they're devils. They're not good people. A very large minority of them are bad. There are probably some good, but a large minority of the rich and powerful from these places are evil. And in order to protect the Judeo-Christian Church, I expect Trump to do more and more legislation to protect the Jewish synagogues. I mean, so many attacks against Jewish synagogues and centers now, just in the last few weeks across the country. Over and over again, right across the country, not just one state, but literally every Jewish center threatened to be blown up or burnt down or whatever. And I have a feeling this is part of a scheme, isn't it?
Oh yes, it's all planned. It's organized. It's not just spontaneous.
Right.
Now, yes, we're told in prophecy that there is going to be a change in America from the horns of power, two horns of power, which represent the freedom of religion, and freedom of civil liberty as well.
Right.
These two are going to disappear because they will be united into one big thing, and that is the dragon.
Right.
The Bible speaks about speaking this lamb-like beast with two symbols of power is going to speak like a dragon. Now, a nation speaks through its laws. That's how a nation speaks. And laws are going to be passed which will appear to be good because they are going to defend, or supposedly defend, the Judeo-Christian ethics. But the fact is that this is simply going to be a front for getting Rome right up on top, because America has to come down if Rome is going to rule the world. This is Rome's plan. She's all been planning it for a long time. And I have statements almost immeasurable, enough to fill an encyclopedia, that have been officially made by cardinals and leaders of the Vatican in the United States saying, we are going to capture America. We are going to make America Catholic. We're going to use Protestants. We're going to get our men in and let them marry Protestant girls and have Catholic children, and we're going to take over America. This is the declared aim of the Vatican in the United States.
Interesting.
Now, the laws which will appear to be very religious and good for everybody are going to be passed by the order of the people. Now, of course, church leaders, as you know, are supporting Trump. All over America, Protestant and ecumenical churches are right behind the Vatican, but they're supporting Trump because they see Trump as a man of power and influence, a good businessman who can get things done. And as you said, Trump, I believe, is very sincere, very honest. He wants to do right. He wants to make America great. But there are people behind him who, first of all, he has 34 Jesuit advisors in the White House. Now, that's an enormous amount for a Protestant country, 34 Roman Catholic advisors.
Right.
And I got that out of a Roman Catholic magazine printed in the Vatican.
Wow.
Now, also, he has Protestant advisors. His advisors are all religious. They are all going to push religious laws. And this is where they start talking like a dragon. Jesus Christ says, choose you. He says, I'm going to make you free. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now, the great movement of unity of church and state is going to use force. Now, force has always been the dragon's method, Satan's method.
Right.
And they're going to pass laws forcing people into line. And then those who do not step into line with these religious laws are going to be persecuted. It's going to become a tyranny worse than the French Revolution.
Yeah, if you look at the Old Testament, Jesus sat at the right hand of God, but at the left hand of God, before he was cast out of heaven, sat Shatan, or Satan, the opposer, the prosecuting attorney of heaven.
That's right.
And his title, of course, was the great architect of the universe, which is why he tried to pretend that he was co-equal with a creator God. And so we have to understand that Satan will use a dialectic. For example, the first reference to a dialectic in the Bible is the dialectic used by Nimrod, who was a great warrior in the face of God. So he would not only send his rabble to terrorize and kill people in a town, but he would then send his army in to say, I'll bring you peace, but you have to make me your emperor. And so this dialectic is what they're going to use. They're going to use Trump as one side of the dialectic, and they're going to pivot from that to create a new world order, aren't they?
That's their plan, and they'll do it, yes.
Yeah. And even the re-support to build a transnational United States of Europe, I mean, Brexit started it. With Le Pen's election this year, Frexit, it's almost certain that Europe will unify around the idea of some degree of national sovereignty, but be a United States of Europe, which the Bible says is the final empire under the Vatican that will literally bring the earth to its knee with its false peace treaty.
Well, Bill, there's some big times coming, and we're just beginning to see it happen.
Right. That total population, by the way, of Europe, it just even today, with all the nations that are currently in Europe, would be 540 million. Now, there's 324 million, roughly, in America, so it's, again, another 40% bigger than the population in the United States with high technology. So this is a major power. In fact, it would become, in one step, the largest block of power, larger than Communist China, was only about 300 million people that are basically in the middle or upper classes along the Dragon States, along the coast of China. The rest of them are agrarians that really don't count. And then the same way with India, there's only about 300 million middle and upper class there in India. So Europe would become the largest single high-tech power.
Now, remember this, that the Bible prophecy does say, however, that America is going to be the power that brings the mark of the beast, and this is going to be the crunch.
Oh, of course it is, because it's been building this up over many decades.
Yes.
And the mark is going to come, although it's based in other places. For example, Lockheed Martin or Sputnik, which was set up in London in the 90s during the Clinton administration, transferred targeting technology to China and Russia and elsewhere. But the primary core of the mark is Shreve Air Force Base in Colorado. The primary alternate capital of the United States is Colorado Springs, Colorado. People need to understand that the mark will come from America, from Colorado Springs, for the whole world with sub-marks in Whitehall, England, Jakarta, Indonesia, etc. And America and its future leader will be the leader of the Beast Empire, and Europe, its direct twin ally. Tweedledee and Tweedledum in the end times. Crazy, eh?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
welcome back, Jonathan. You have plans for the next few minutes, and then next visit on the 15th of March, we're going to discuss some interesting positive things about how Yeshua is intervening in the Muslim world in the supernatural way. So last couple of minutes, tell us what we should talk about.
Okay. Right now, I'd just like to mention three triggers for an Islamic uprising that has been planned under the Trump presidency. It's good for us just to be alert on this.
Right.
Now, the flashpoints to watch. There are three issues that are going to spawn a violent backlash if Trump attempts to implement these three things. He's already bumped head-on into one of the hot-button issues, Muslim immigration, as we know. But the flashpoints to watch, according to Muslim insiders, are these three. First of all, moving the United States Embassy to Jerusalem. The second one is declaring the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. And the third one is restricting Islamic immigration to the United States. Now, Trump actually has vowed that he is going to move the embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Yep. And Islam has declared that this will be declared as a declaration of war.
Yeah, those first two things are pretty well guaranteed. The Muslim Brotherhood, I've already seen it on the television in his own words, they're going to be declared a terrorist organization.
Yes, and Iraqi clerics have called for the formation of a special division to liberate Jerusalem if that decision is implemented. The Palestinians view East Jerusalem as the third holiest city in Islam and the future capital of a Palestinian state. As a matter of fact, Bible prophecy says Jerusalem will become, for a short time, the capital of the Muslim, the coming Muslim caliphate.
And you know what they call it? They don't call it Jerusalem, they call it Al-Quds.
Yes.
Al-Quds.
That's right.
Which is East Jerusalem, and believe it or not, do you know where they want their capital building to be? On the Mount of Olives, where I was at Tom House's House of Prayer. I actually met Nikola Saliba, that was building the Russian Orthodox Church in East Jerusalem, and he was doing repairs on Tom House's House of Prayer. He also worked in the Jewish section with the Orthodox churches there for the monks in the areas that where the Church of the Holy Sepulchre was. So I can tell you, those first two are guarantees. The third one, you mentioned, go over that again a little bit more.
Yes. First of all, moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, and I should mention this, that Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said that if the U.S. Embassy moves, it will open the gates of hell.
Right.
Now, anyway, the next one is declaring the Muslim Brotherhood officially a terrorist organization.
That's guaranteed. Go ahead.
Yeah. And the third one is restricting Islamic immigration into the United States.
Now, yeah, that restriction is already happening today, actually. It's going to be declared with this new ban. And there's a ban because you can't be vetting from these seven nations. But if they just increase the vetting questions, including questions from the Hadith and the Quran, like we talked with Bill Warner, and that's a virtual guarantee, even if this temporary ban from the seven nations stops, the vetting questions are going to be a major barrier to Muslims coming here.
Yep.
So all three, those three are going to happen. And they're probably going to happen within a month or less. Wow. Maybe we don't have time in 2 weeks to actually do the show. We have to do something beforehand. Thank you, Jonathan. Keep on praying, people. Watch these videos. Get the material from beforeus.com with Jonathan Gray to get informed. Back tomorrow. Leah Lyon Zagami and Gary Richard Arnold are on.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.